The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Yeah.
Man, I know you're not crying.
Crying?
I am not crying.
Hey, dry your tears. We're on our way.
I'll be right.
I come running back to you and lay it all on the line. 'Cause ain't nothing left to lose. Talking about the love of a lifetime. If we pride ourselves in love, we can believe our lies. Baby, love is on the run. Girl, don't you know that you can't hide? We can find our way, babe. I need you beside me. Hear me when I say, girl,
I told y'all I didn't want to do this in the first place. And what's that for? You know I don't drink.
Don't worry about what that's for. That's for us, all right? Now go and get dressed, man, so we can go to the spot.
I'll be down in a minute.
Hey, and don't wear them skinny-ass tight leather jeans either.
I got to keep it high and tight, brother.
Last time you wore them, I could count your change.
And I mean it, girl. I ain't too proud to be. When the feeling starts to burn, gotta get you out my head. Can we try to see the light of a brand new day, babe? Love will always win the fight. Come around.
Every year.
yeah.
You know, we got everything in place, man. We got the bottles on the table. We got the ladies in the booth.
Why the hell is he wearing tight leather skinny pants?
I don't know, but I'm letting you know. When I get to the club, I'm dancing all by myself, Blake.
You always play by yourself.
I'm gonna do it, Blake.
Hey.
Oh, oh, damn.
Come on, man. Your shoes are back down.
I am dying. What's up, everybody? No, this is not a relationship show, but man, I just wanted to play that song. It has me laughing here. Don't put them little skinny jeans on either. Wearing the tight leather pants. Y'all start wearing them. I like this song too, y'all. Y'all better laugh this morning.
You know how to get there, right?
Oh, yes.
You sure now?
I go through 7th Avenue.
Yeah.
Like over, and then at 34th Street.
You know where we're going, right? Yes, where we going?
I'm going to go to that thing.
What's wrong with you, man?
Yo, man, look at the road, man.
can you turn on the radio, man?
Oh, yes.
Just turn on the radio, man.
Oh, yes.
15.8, man.
Laugh, baby. Laugh. Hey, wake up, everybody. Some of y'all rolling over, just flipping on the grind. I love it, man. I love it. This is another morning, another day for you to go out and do something absolutely amazing. But, you know, will you? Welcome to the grind, everybody. We're going to try to bridge some gaps this morning. But, you know, I wanted to play those two songs. But, you know, it's not a relationship show at all. I just wanted to laugh because I love not just the song, but I love the little skit that go along with those two songs again. And who doesn't love, you know, the original Maxwell? You know, I love the original Maxwell. That song right there is one of my favorites. Absolutely love some Kim as well. Man, two amazing artists. You know, but tell somebody this morning, call them up, and, you know, tell them we're going to talk about taking ownership. You know, that person that, you know, that's in your life that never takes ownership for anything. That's why they've been the same way that they've been since high school. They've been in the same position. They've been doing the same thing, and they've been making the same excuses. Call that person up that you want to help bridge some gaps with today. That's gonna have those issues about taking ownership. We know the people in our lives. I can tell you right now, I know some, and I hope they're on this show this morning because they were most certainly a part of the email blast. So, but nonetheless. What's up, everybody? I hope everybody's having an amazing day. I'm not sure if my awesome and amazing co-host is out there. I want to check and see if Ms. Pam McCray is live and in person on the grind with us this morning. Are you out there, my dear?
Absolutely. I'm out here. It's my birthday today, so I'm excited. I just put it out there. Yeah, absolutely. You got to wake up every day like it's your birthday. So I'm excited. Absolutely, I am on the grind this morning, excited about life, excited about today. And, yes, I am here. Take ownership. Let's roll.
Man, that's awesome. Today is your birthday. We'll just make the show about today and everybody's birthday because people do take their birthday real serious, right? I mean, like, if some people's birthday, now I know you're one of those people too, Pam, because your birthday is not just a birthday, it's a birthday month for you.
Right.
And that's it's been that way.
Yes, always. Celebrate all month long. Let's party.
All month long. You know, but people do take that thing very serious, man. They do take it a lot more serious than they do a lot of more relevant things. Now, somebody's out there saying, well, my birthday is relevant. Yeah, absolutely. The day you were born is relevant. But, man, some people take it to a whole another level. So today is your birthday. Pretend today is your birthday. And we want to talk a little bit about ownership because, you know, what better day to take ownership of your life than your birthday, right? So if today is your birthday, today is the day you take ownership. And there's one powerful word that I want to share at the end of this show. I'm not going to share it right at this moment, but there's one powerful word I want to share, you know, with you guys at the end. So, you know, taking ownership is one of the things that we knew, you know, we had to do in our life. And we knew that a long time ago. This, you know, this didn't just start. And if you guys would really go back and look at, you know, Pam and I's history, you know, you can pretty much tell, you know, we're social media. I guess we're a social media world now. So if you go back on social media and, you know, you can pretty much tell when we decided, you know, to take ownership, you know, in this arena, you know, in our life. But, you know, we've always taken ownership of everyday things and, you know, the ownership that we decided to take over here in the business that we do, you know, was you can pretty much decide and tell when that was. But, you know, what would happen if you decided to just take ownership of your life? And, you know, Pam, some people don't quite know what taking ownership is, you know, but what really is taking ownership? I mean, it's the same as when you go and you buy a car, you know, you don't really own that car until you pay that car off. Right. So it's kind of like that. Taking ownership is you saying, you know what, I own this now, it's mine. I can't take it in anymore and tap into, you know, the warranty on it. I can't complain about it anymore. You know, I can't, you know, go down to the dealer after paying for it for 5 years, or even if you paid it off, you know, early in, you know, a year, 2 years, whatever the case may be, you can't take it back down there and complain about it. You know, at that point, now you got to, it's yours. You own it free and clear. You know, you can't tie the bank into it no more. That's all done. So now that the bank is no longer in it, it's just you. You know, if you leased it, you know, that means you can take it down there and get them oil changes, you know, every month, or you know, every 3,000 miles, and you can take it to get the tires rotated and, you know, even new tires and all of that. So, but now you own it. So when you own something, you have to make the right decisions for the thing that you own, because you can't blame, you know, anyone else. So, you know, what would happen if you stop making excuses and blaming everything and everyone for where you are? What would happen? Some of us are saying, I don't do that. I'm not that person. And it's cool. If you're not that person that doesn't blame everybody for where you are, you know, you don't make any excuses, then, you know, great, man. That means you've taken ownership of your life. And, you know, we talked about, you know, living in your destiny. You know, we've talked about shows, you know, right here, guys, that, you know, that will really, you know, move you to the next level, you know, outside, you know, outside in. And you know, we talked about so many different things that can help you move your life to the next level. But none of that really happens. You can't really zone out and zone in, you know, until, you know, you take ownership. So, you know, the ownership aspect of what we do is very, very, very important. And, you know, you're never going to be great until you take ownership. And I know Pam is out, you know, moving a little bit this morning. I know she's trying to go and people boxing morning, when she likes to do. But, you know, if you're out there, I want you to come in and give your attention to what ownership, you know, really means, you know, ownership really means to you.
You know, I'm here. I apologize. And you're breaking up a little bit. I don't know if it's just me, but you're cutting in and out. But what ownership means to me is really taking responsibility for where we are in life, taking responsibility for the things that we've done, the things that we haven't done, because in order to move to the next level, in order to be able to accomplish things in life, we have to first recognize where we are. And when we begin to recognize where we are and we hold ourselves accountable, see, a lot of times we don't want to hold ourselves accountable for the things that we need to do, for the things that we may have done, and really just taking responsibility. So when I think of ownership, I think of responsibility, and the only way to really own something and the only way to really begin to move forward is to first recognize, you know, that, hey, if it's to be, it's up to me. I got to take the time to do some things. I got to take the time to work on some things and to own up to it. To know that, yes, in life, there's going to be a lot of things that we go through. There's going to be some failures that we end up going through because of the choices that we end up making in life. Sometimes the choices may not be the right choices, but yet we have the right of choice. God gives us the right of choice. And so at the end of the day, it's okay to fail. You know, don't be afraid to fail in life, but we just have to make sure that we're failing forward and own up to the things that we've done, because we are a reflection. You know, our life is a reflection of who we are. So when we take ownership, now we own up to it, and we're able to move forward in order to become who we need to become, in order to really grow in the areas that we need to grow in order to now create the success in the areas of our life that we want to see ourselves successful. So we got to own up to it. Ownership is everything. Claim it. We got to claim it as ours. It is ours, and therefore we are the only ones that can change that situation.
Awesome, awesome. Tell me if I'm still breaking up, because I'm going to try to switch my microphone here. I don't know if you can hear me.
I hear you. I do.
Okay, awesome, awesome. So, you know, it's good that you said that, because, you know, it is scary. And there's some people on the line this morning that you may just be realizing that you haven't taken ownership yet. And that's probably part of the reason why, really the reason why you're not moving to the next level, you know. And I will say this, you know, because I want to give you guys a little alleviation, but you know, it is scary. You know, it's scary when that safety net is removed and you can't really see the bottom. It's scary, you know. So you fear, you know, what will happen if you jump without it, because that safety net is all of the things that we've said in the past that kind of help us to be able to be nice to ourselves, you know. And my new thing is, don't be so nice to yourself. Stop being so nice to yourself, because we're too nice to ourselves. And some people say, you know, well, I don't want to, you know, beat myself up. And we've heard that before. Nobody's telling you to beat yourself up, but stop giving yourself a way out. You know, this is the show and we bridge gaps here. This is, we don't say the mamby-pamby stuff here. This is a show that's going to help somebody with some real life issues. And the reality is, some of you are so afraid to take that jump and to just own everything that you're doing right now, and because you've made those excuses. And every time you make an excuse, it's like somebody puts a safety net there. You can jump now. And every time you jump, you know there's something there. So we jump and we use those excuses, and those excuses keep us stagnant. And we don't just keep that in one aspect of our life. When you're the type of person that constantly, you know, makes excuses, that spans over every aspect of your life, because fear is no respect of person and fear is no respect of thing. And fear can cripple you, and it will keep you where you are. This show isn't about fear, but fear is the first, you know, conquering that fear is the first step. And the fear of taking ownership, because it's going to shed the light brightly on who we are right now. A lot of us don't really want that. We don't really want to accept the fact that we're not doing the things that we should be doing. You know, Pam just talked about us being granted, you know, choice in everything we do. But the problem with choices with most people is they don't make the right choices. They end up making all of the wrong choices, and it's not because of anyone else. The choices that we make will say, well, I made that choice because of such and such, or I made that choice because of that. No, you made that choice because it's your choice. And if you're making the wrong choices in life, that cycle doesn't have to perpetuate itself with you. That cycle can be broken with you. You may come from a long line of people that have a history of just making bad choices, a history of just choosing the wrong woman or choosing the wrong man, whatever the case may be. You have the opportunity to break that choice, and you can't blame that on mama. You can't blame that on daddy. You can't blame that on anybody else. That's your choice. And if you make a choice in your life and you base those choices on someone else, then you're never going to know who you really are, and you're never going to get to where you really need to be. You know, yeah, if you can think into everything, you can read in everything that we say, and you can find a way out. And again, I say, stop being so darn nice to yourself. Everybody's, you're so nice. You give yourself a way out of everything. We're so accustomed to that because it's fear. And what we fear doing the most is usually the thing we need to do the most. But we won't do it because we've got a long laundry list of elaborate excuses. And every time one safety net is torn down, we've got another safety net. And we're talking about taking ownership, right? Taking ownership of every aspect of everything in your life. You know, you've heard us say that you have to make a decision to do what it is that you know you need to do. What are your ethics? Not what somebody else believes in. What do you believe in? So when you make the decision to do what's right and you punch that fear in the face, then so now you're taking ownership and you're not concerned about how somebody else feels about the decision or the choice that you just made that's going to further your life. So some of you saying, you know, some people don't know what's ethical. They don't know what ethical is. Some people just do everything wrong. In your eyes, they may do everything wrong. But maybe them doing something, you know, that you wouldn't do may help them grow, you know, to the next level the way they need to grow. It's not all about you. It's all about them. Who are you hanging around? What's ethical to you? And I could say who are you listening to, but there are some people that hear positive things or positive stuff all the time. But it just goes in one ear and out the other. They may even talk about it. They may even apply it to somebody else's life, but they don't apply their own life. They never decide to change things that we have to do because we keep hearing that word, you know, over and over and over again. And Pam, I know one of the things that you had to do on your, you know, on your journey and even before your journey, because we always say that the mindset controls the outset and from there the journey begins. So, you know, on the mindset aspect of where you were and where you are now, the journey is still going on. You have not arrived. For true champions, there is no finish line. But, you know, change was one of the things that allowed you to be able to take ownership, right?
Yes. I'm sorry you broke up right when you said something about taking ownership, because you're right. It had to start with my mind if you said something.
I said change. Change.
And I hear me. I'm just letting you know, I hear an echo. Like, whenever I'm saying something, I'm hearing myself repeat. But, yeah, I had to make up my mind to change. You know, I had to make a decision that I needed to eliminate all the excuses, because just like you're sharing about excuses, you see, excuses are the very things that keep us from taking ownership. Excuses are the very things that will keep us from being successful, and to think that it's okay to maintain, you know, just being average and to live a life of being normal and honestly in life we were created to be you know, extraordinary. So therefore we got to make a decision to eliminate all of those excuses. And so when I really began to take ownership of the fact that I allowed fear to stop me, because that's typically what it is. Any time that we're not stretching ourselves or we're not becoming, you know, all that we can become, number one, it's a sin. Whenever we don't live up to the person that we are capable of becoming, and we allow the fear, we allow situations, we allow challenges, we allow everything to get in the way to become an excuse, what ends up happening is we're not living up to being the person that we were created to be. And so when I made up my mind that I was going to begin to develop myself, that I was going to begin to listen to some things that would help me to grow, to cut out the nonsense out of my life, because those were all excuses. When I began to really, I say it all the time, and you say it too, look at that man in the mirror and basically transform my mind, that's when the shift began to happen. So I had to take ownership. I was where I was because of me. And at the end of the day, that's the situation with a lot of people. But people are afraid, you know, afraid to step out here. But yet, in order to get the success that we want, we got to take some risk. We can't be afraid to fail. We can't be afraid to fall on our face. But the key is when we fall on our face, or when we trip, or when we can't jump over that hurdle and maybe we run into it, don't just stay there. Get back up. Get back up and do what's necessary. And a lot of times in life, that's what happens. We stay there. We fall down. We decide not to get back up. We allow friends, family, situations, circumstances, everything to become that excuse. And when we decide to make our dreams bigger than our excuses, and to get up every day and say, hey, yes, it's my birthday. I'm going to take ownership. I'm alive, and I'm going to do what's necessary, not our best, because our best is not good enough. That's why we are where we are today. But do what's necessary to take ownership and to move forward, not worrying about what other people are saying, thinking, doing, but to do you. Do the very thing that God has purposed you on this earth to do. And that's when, you know what? That ownership, you go from renting to owning. See, too many times in life we're renting. We're renting, you know, our life, and therefore we don't take the responsibility to know that, hey, we need to own up to it. We need to have ownership, complete ownership of the life that God has given us. I know you're having some technical difficulty. And you know,
I'm good. You know, I'm good. I had to mute that mic, but you know, you're absolutely right, man. It's you know, I can hear what you say, and it's the passion, you know, and the dedication that's there. And I want everybody to know, you know, for those of you that are chimed in, you know, and even for the people that will hear this, you know, during the replay, you know, this show is not a show that Pam and I do because, you know, we want accolades and this and that. This show is a show to genuinely to help bridge some gaps, because people go through, you know, some serious things in life, and in a lot of cases people overthink everything. And because they overthink everything and they don't think that, you know, what's out there is for them, it keeps them where they are, and it hurts a lot of people. You know, I'm not a self-help guru. That Pam's not a self-help guru. You know, that's not anything that we're looking or labeled to be, but we do know that one of the passions in life that we have is to help people get better, is to help people be better. Because if you're that person that's helping people get better and to do better and to have better, then, you know, what better gratification do you have in life than helping other people, you know, get better? You know, I don't know what level of better you're going to get to. That's only something that, you know, you can decide. Depends on how much work you want to put in. But, you know, what we do on this show is we try to bridge the practical gaps that you may go through. And, you know, there's some of you out there that, you know, you're struggling with the fact that you're going to have to take ownership of something in your life that you didn't really want to have to take ownership of. And the only way it's going to get done is if you take ownership and you stop waiting on somebody else. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
So let me ask you this, because, you know, I think that a lot of times people want to take ownership and they really don't know how. And you know, I want to kick it back out to you because, you know, obviously people know we've been through a lot in life. We've made mistakes. And the good part about it is we didn't make excuses. We owned up to the mistakes that we made, and we realized that we had to do some things. But, you know, I why don't you share with everybody, because we found ourselves in a position where literally you gave of yourself to, you know, to corporate America. You climbed through the ladders. You started from, you know, started from the bottom and really became a self-made engineer, you know, in the telecommunications field. And then you look up and you don't have a job, right? You're out there, you're caught out there. You don't have a job, and you're the money maker in the household. So you had a choice to make. You had a choice. Either you could sit there and fall into a state of depression, sit there and say, well, you know, what am I going to do? Or you had to take ownership of the fact of where you were at that point in time in order to say, you know what, I gotta do what's necessary. You truly had to humble yourself, literally, to not allow your ego to take control, because I've seen that. I've seen that happen. So, you know, why don't you share with everybody, because that's real talk right there. You know, when we talk about bridging the gap, that's real for a lot of people. So, you know, what was your mindset? What did you have to do in order to pull yourself out of that and to not allow it to overcome you, to overtake you as a man of the house?
And that's good. That's good. I like that. I like that, because a lot of people are dealing with issues of, you know, maybe ego or something like that. Let me back up a little bit, because, you know, I'm getting that feeling right now in my spirit that, you know, this is a very topic and some people need some help. But, you know, when you go back, when you really go back and you look at when I kind of saw the wheel start to wobble a little bit, is when I knew that, you know, I left a stable position in the very beginning to go out and chase that money. You know, I had a choice in my mind, a choice in one hand that said, you know, you can continue to make, you know, $20 an hour, or you can go out and make $45 an hour. And I jumped at that opportunity. And when I got out there, you know, the money was great. You know, the sacrifice that I made was, of course, to be away from my family, you know. But when I realized that, you know, everything that glitters ain't gold, you know, and the grass is not always greener on the other side. When I realized that is when I started to really make the change, when I started to really take ownership of where I was. And if you guys go back You know, it's funny, I said in a very early show, you know, somebody recognized me, and this guy came to my house, and I think it's when he was, you know, tinting the windows on your car, Pam. He said, "I know you." And I was like, "Wow, you know me." And he said, "Yeah," he said, you're the global guru. And I said, "The global guru?" I said, "Not the global." He said, yeah, I remember. And it all came back rushing to me is when I realized at that point, when I first started shooting videos on YouTube, is when I realized that, you know what, I have to do something different, because I could feel the wheel start to wobble, and I knew I needed to take ownership. And as I started to do videos, even back then, I was talking about mindset. And everything starts, you know, in the mind. And when you make up your mind to do something, when you start focusing on everything from the neck down and start focusing on what happens from the neck up, then is when things start to change. So, you know, it's not about one thing or 10 things or even 100 things that unlock your dreams and really cause you to take ownership. That's not how you get to success. It's not a number. You hear people always saying, you know, I'm going to give you the 7 keys to this, or the 10 or the 12 or the 21 steps to this. That's great. That's admirable. You know, but there aren't any set number of keys. You know, meditation won't get you there. You know, the food that you eat won't just get you there. You know, the things that you do on a daily basis, they just won't get you there. Getting better, man, is a campaign. It's a campaign of discipline, dedication, hard work. I mean, it's a campaign, grinding when no one else is grinding, grinding when that light is not shining on you. See, a lot of people think this just happened for Pam and I. A lot of y'all see the glory, but you don't really know the story. You don't know what was happening, you know, 6-7 years ago. You don't know, you know, what we were going through. This didn't just start. In our mind, the McCrays didn't become millionaires in 17 months. The McCrays came millionaires in 10 years, because that's when it started. We always say that greatness is a lot of small things done well over and over and over again. When you take ownership, you make a decision at that point that I'm going to get better, and I'm not going to allow anybody or anything to get in the way of that. So that means I'm going to do the little things. I'm going to shoot the little videos, and I'm going to put them on social media, and I'm going to put them on YouTube, and I'm going to try and help somebody else. And when I think back, Pam, when I really think back on when we really started to get it from the start, our platform has always been to help people bridge a gap. It's always been to show people that, you know, this is how you improvise, adapt, and overcome. And this is why you were created for greatness. And this is what you need to do in order to move yourself from point A to point B. You can't take one big giant step from A to Z. There are a lot of letters in between that. But if you keep looking up, if you keep looking up and losing your focus and looking at everybody else, then it doesn't happen for you. But we live in a society, we live in a world right now that's very, very impatient. And there's somebody on this line right now, you're saying, but I have a right now problem, a right now problem. And I need to get this right now problem fixed. And I got to tell you, you've always heard the saying that says sometimes you got to take 2 steps backwards or a step backwards in order to move forward. And Pam, we talked about this the other day, and we were very, very passionate about it. We talk about, you know, when you go through an issue, and you go through an issue in life, and you're sitting there, you just got knocked down, you're in the mud, and you're trying to figure out, how do I get up? How do I move forward? And we're looking ahead of us, and we're trying to figure out, what do I need to do? What do I need to grab? And at the same time, we're figuring out what we need to grab. We forgot about, you know, how we got there. So the growth is not in what do I need to grab or what do I need to do to get out of this hole. The growth and the lesson is in what do I need to do for this not to happen again? What do I need to fix for this not to happen again? So now you didn't just pull yourself out of the hole. You patched the hole up. You patched the hole up while you were coming out of the hole. So now you can't make that same mistake again. because now you've learned from it. You fixed it. You didn't just put a Band-Aid on it. I talk about Neosporin all the time. Put some Neosporin under the Band-Aid. And it's gonna fix itself. It's gonna get fixed so that you don't have to worry about it. Anything that heals and you give it the right attention, it heals stronger than it was before. So that's what success is. That's what taking ownership is. Even knowing when you are going through something and the wheels are falling off, and you're trying to figure out how am I going to provide for my family. I just lost my job, or I'm not making as much money as I used to make. Well, you know, that can change. But guess what? It may not change overnight. So you're willing to do whatever it takes. See, that's what commitment is. Commitment is, you know, you're not just that person that says, I'm just going to take, you know, check this thing out for a little while. You know, but you're making a commitment. That means you decide that no matter what, you're committed and you'll do whatever it takes. See, committed is doing whatever. You're just not interested. When you're just interested in something, it's a passing fad. But when you're committed to change, you'll do whatever it takes to change, and you get patient, and you understand that it's one shovel of dirt at a time. You understand that I gotta inch a little bit here, and I gotta do what it takes and do whatever it takes when nobody's watching me. I think if you take anything away from this show today, guys, it's that you have to grind even when the lights are off. It doesn't see, and I said it. You guys see the glory, but you don't know the story. The glory is there, and you see it. The glory is the product of the story. The glory is the product of the grind. And the humility is that you've never arrived. You don't ever arrive. We've never arrived. We're never finished. There is no finish line for us. So if we're looking at it that way, that means there's always somebody that needs, you know, our help. But when there's always people there that need your help, there's always going to be other things as well. There's going to be always people that don't appreciate you. There's always going to be people there that are going to try to take advantage of you. But that's okay. You learn to fight against stuff like that. Those are all of the small battles that you fight for greatness. And it's not you saying you're great. that's not what you thrive for. You strive for people to come out of the issues that they're going through. Everything else just happens. See, when you decide to work harder, you understand that, you know what, I may not be the most talented person. I may not have the most skill. I may not be good at such and such. I may not be eloquent of words as such and such. I may not, you know, be able to talk to people or maybe do that. I may not be able to play basketball or football the way such and such does. But I'm going to tell you, hard work beats skill every day. If you dedicate yourself and you're disciplined on that campaign and you put in the work, the hard work, grinding when no one else will, stop looking at for the shortcuts, set your alarm clock for 2 hours ahead. Set your alarm clock 2 hours earlier than what you've been getting up. And go find your freedom. Go find it. Nobody's on the road at that point in time. Nobody's out doing it. Set it for 2 hours earlier, get up and do something different and watch what happens in your life. See, we want it, but we don't want to do what it takes to get it. As E.T. said, we talk about beast mode, but when it's time to go in beast mode, we don't want to do the thing that beasts do. We just want to talk about being in beast mode. This is not a get rich quick scheme. It's not a quick fix scheme. This is about your life. If you don't like it, simply change it. It's as simple as that. Stop making it hard. Some of us are on that little, some of us are on a what we call a diet, or some of us are on, we're exercising, we're doing something different in order to have something different. But when nobody's watching, we're cheating. Nobody's watching, nobody sees me, we stop grinding. We start cheating. But there's always that group of people. There's always that one person that always seems to be ahead. They never stop. they keep grinding. Nobody can say anything about them because they're not out in the streets toiling with everybody else with the nonsense. They just keep grinding and they keep going. Even when nobody's watching, they're grinding. And it doesn't matter how skilled they are. I'm going to kill you with hard work right now. I'm going to work harder. I'm going to do less happy hours, less TV, less talking, more doing. Less of the vices that eat up my time. Because I understand that if I do it now, I can have it later. And I can be a part of the elite that have something that I worked for that and the other people that didn't work for want to have, but they can't have. See, it's the impatience that we deal with every single day. People are impatient, impatient, impatient. So they stop. And you never stand out. How do you stand out amongst a generation of impatient people? Be patient. Stop thinking that you're the only person that has problems. Stop thinking that nobody else is going through anything. Stop coming up with excuses, you know, why someone else is successful and you're not. That's dangerous. It's dangerous. You will never better yourself that way. And if you think it's not catching up to you, if you think people don't know that you're hating on them, if you think people don't know what you're doing, you're wrong because people know. You will never get better that way. It's dangerous. When you give yourself an escape, that's dangerous too. The escape plan that we have, we use it way too often. We keep giving ourselves out. We keep being super nice to ourselves. Look at all the greats. Take all of the great people that you know. You can take Oprah Winfrey. You can take Michael Jordan. You can take Tiger Woods. You can take all of it. Just keep naming them. I can promise you, one of the things, if you ask them, say, were you hard on yourself? Absolutely. I was harder on myself than anybody else could even imagine to be. Do I feel I'm enough, man? Absolutely. Somebody said something the other day, you know, you're not appreciated, or if you're not, you know, you're not good. I'm like, no, absolutely. I know what I am. Don't get it twisted. I know what I am, and I know whose I am, and I know what I have the potential to be. But I also know that I have not arrived yet. But I also know that because I know that, that's confidence. You can't tell me who I am. I already know who I am. But the confidence that I have, and when I link that with the humility, then when you have those two together, that's a dangerous, that's really a dangerously great combination. See, ladies and gentlemen, the things that we don't think about doing are the things that we should be doing. When you don't feel like it, the answer to that is very simple. Feel like it. You think I feel like getting up at 8 o'clock in the morning doing this show every Tuesday and Thursday? Absolutely. I woke up this morning, Pam, I'm gonna tell you, my body is in shambles right now. I feel like every muscle in my body is hurting right now. But why? Because I want something different. I go to the gym. I work out. And I know that if my muscles don't grow, I don't grow. If I don't push myself, I don't grow. So I push myself out of my comfort zone. If I don't feel like it, I just feel like it. And there's no quick, simple fix to that. There's nothing profound I can tell you. When you don't feel like it, if you want to be great, if you want to have something more than anybody else has, if you want to be able to be the beacon of light for people, if you want to be called to be the person that you are, then just simply feel like it. And when you start telling yourself that it's not hard, then all of a sudden it's not hard anymore. When it's hard to get out of bed, just get out of bed. When somebody tell you can't, just do it. See, the neck up is where the battle is. Control your mindset, you control your outset. And the journey from there is yours. You control that. Nobody can tell you where you're going. You already know because you already control your mindset. See, I stopped eating meat. Pam and I, we both stopped eating meat. We're on what now, Pam? What? Over 2 weeks now? We stopped eating meat? And
16
you know,
days.
16 days. I mean, and is it a transition? Man, absolutely. I'm not getting ready to sit here and tell you, man, that thing was easy. I just stopped eating meat and I didn't crave it anymore. I just did that thing. Man, every time I walked by chicken that first week, I wanted it. Every time I'm telling you right now, it's not easy. When a person tells you that when you change something, it's going to be easy, they're lying to you. Run away from that person. See, we're not here to tell you guys the easy stuff. There's no value in that. Everybody does the easy. If you want to be the average, then do the easy. That's not why we're here. We're here to tell you that you can be great. Because all greatness has spawned from one simple thing. And that's a decision. One decision to do better, to be better, to have better. And then once you commit, you do whatever it takes. You don't fall off. You just keep grinding. Guys, there's 7 billion or so people trying to get it just like you're trying to get it. I promise you, they're trying to get it. And guess what? Ain't none of them going to give it to you. They're not. And they love it when you make the excuses and you keep the safety net there because they're like, yep, while you're jumping on that safety net, I don't even have a safety net anymore. I just jumped because guess what? I trust that my parachute's going to open before I hit the bottom. And in the great words of Steve Harvey, it will. But you're going to get skin up on them rocks, as he says. You're going to get skin up on them rocks on the way down. All because you took ownership. And once you take ownership and you make that jump, man, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that you're going to pass, you know, Skittles and rainbows all the way down. You won't. You just won't. But I got to tell you this, failure is the most powerful tool to success. It's all about how you use that tool. If you don't use it right, it can destroy you. If you use it right, if you learn from it, if you learn why things happen as opposed to what happened, if you put more energy into the solution as opposed to the problem, if you try more to help people bridge the gap as opposed to always just bridging your own gap. And guys, that's when you switch the light on. Because there are two types of people in the world, those that get what they want and those that don't. And I know everybody on this show this morning, you want to be the person that get what they want. You want to be the person that get what they need. Because you know that you got to go out and I got to get it. I got to take it. Nobody's going to give it to me. The most powerful way to get the change that you want and not just get the change, but that lasting change is to decide to commit to the change and just stop being interested. Commit to the change. Stop cheating. Stop slowing down. Stop looking for the shortcuts because there are no shortcuts. I wish I could tell you that and not going through it, but I can't. I can tell you right now that there are no shortcuts. I know that for a fact. Anything that you get from a shortcut is not going to last. That's why they call it a shortcut. You're going to get cut short. Because when you're committed, guys, you'll do whatever it takes. Pam, can you close this out, please, ma'am? Are you still muted? Yep. Okay, so we may have lost Pam, but you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, hopefully there's been some gaps that were bridged this morning because I know that one of the hardest things to do in life is take ownership because it is your own life. It belongs to you. It's yours. And if we stop waiting for people to come by and bail us out all the time and just just take that ownership, then it's going to be slow at first. And that's okay. If you don't start today, then when do you start? The powerful word that I wanted to share with you guys in the very beginning of the show, another word, and that's now. If not now, when? Tomorrow never comes. Decide to take ownership today. Give God something to work with. Stop coming to the table with just a knife and fork. Make a dish. This is potluck, baby. Make a dish, bring it to the table, and take ownership of your life. And you're going to start seeing that things are going to start moving in a positive and an upward and a vertical direction for you guys. And you're not going to have to, you're not going to have to worry about the little things, because now you're more focusing on the solution and not the problem. So guys, thank you for chiming into the grind this morning. It's been absolutely amazing talking to each and every one of you. You know, hopefully some bridge this morning. You know, guys, tell somebody about the grind every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 a.m. Guys, remember, control the mindset and you control your outset. Journey begins from there, guys. God bless you guys and have an awesome and amazing day.
You know, people have no idea what you went through to get to where you are. So many times it seemed like it was over. But God, Isaac Curry, tell them about it.
Every time I think that I'm all by myself, I just look up in the sky and that's where I find my help.
Somebody needs to hear this right here.
You might think that you got it all worked out.
Yep.
And you think that everything's okay. Yeah. There ain't nothing that you've done to deserve His mercy and His grace.
He gives us what we don't deserve. That's why we say it's amazing.
You were about to lose.
I'm not the only one who's been there.
When the doctor said in midday,
yep. He made the doctor.
And the devil tried to test your faith.
He thought he really had you this time.
That accident you passed last night was meant to take your life.
If you be honest, if God hadn't covered you,
it would have been you in the grave.
Yep.
Could have been you with the pain.
Right.
When the judge said 20 to life, should have been calling your neighbor.
Witness on that. Thank you, Isaac.
You were about to lose everything.
Yep.
When the doctor said in midday,
what's up there? can't even cancel now. And your situation may have looked impossible. And now people are looking for an explanation on how in the world you made it through what you went through. I don't want you to let everybody know your business, but I just want you to look at them and give them the short version of your testimony. And just tell them, you know what? It was nobody. Yep.